Hi, my name is Stefan Wiedner, and I'm one of the co-founders here at Numi.com. Today, I'll be interviewing Denise Cook from Las Vegas, Nevada. Welcome, Denise, and thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Denise, who are your ideal clients, and what challenges are they facing when they contact you?
You know, some of my ideal clients are people that are unsatisfied in the jobs that they're currently in. I've worked with people in sales, pharmaceutical, retail, real estate, banking, insurance, education, entrepreneurs, and, you know, honestly, it doesn't really matter what industry, that's really irrelevant, but they just have a desire to live a fulfilling life and have a career that reflects that.
So what do you do to help them have a career that reflects what they truly want or their desires?
You know, it's really important that we work together to create a plan. Now, some coaches out there talk about, you know, live a fulfilling life, but they don't give you tools to get there. And what I emphasize and find to be really important is that my clients, we work together to make a concrete plan so they can take those steps to be fulfilled in their careers and lives.
Can you maybe give me an example of one of your clients, some of the challenges that you help them get through?
I actually have a great example for that. So I have a client that I'm working with that she has her dream career. She knows what it is. And, you know, we were talking and during the course of our dialogue, it came out that what she's doing her life's dream, right? And unfortunately, her life's dream isn't in line with getting her basic needs met. So I had her take a step back and we really focused in on, let's get your needs taken care of, right? So your safety, your security and shelter and food, and then we can worry about going to the point where you can live the best life that you've always dreamt about. I mean, if you're not secure, especially in our society, you need to be economically secure before you can start working on self-actualization. So I create a plan. I help my clients to create a plan that's grounded in reality that'll take them to the next level so they have that concrete and solid plan.
Now, from my understanding, you give talks to people who are job seekers. What are some of the topics that you cover?
Absolutely. So some of the topics that I talk about are career development, interviewing techniques. I help clients in my audience go over negotiation techniques, how to network, individual branding. So how to brand themselves. So when they're in the job market, they have a consistent image. So not only in real life, but also social media and how to carry themselves accordingly so they don't potentially offend future employers. So I do that. I give talks around the United States about that. I'm currently working on a workbook. Actually, I'm in the process of being published. So I'm working with a publisher. And actually, I believe October of 2013, an article will be coming out that I wrote about culture and actually culture and society and the workplace, actually.
Very cool. So tell me a little bit more about your background and how you got into doing this work.
Absolutely. So I have over 7 years of HR experience. And, you know, during the course of working in human resources, I was a recruiter. I helped negotiate salaries. I've interviewed countless people, determined, you know, what people should be paid based on their annual reviews. And, you know, informally and formally over my adult life, actually, I've mentored people so they can get into careers and live lives that are really congruent with what they want to get out of the experience, right? So I had all this knowledge in my head. And after talking to people, people always told me, you know, you should be a coach. And finally, I took the leap of faith and I've been coaching ever since. And my practice has been right on par with where I want it to be. So life is happening accordingly. But because as I instruct my clients, because I made that plan and I fulfilled those basic needs and then proceeded to where I am currently.
Well, Denise, it's been a real pleasure interviewing you today. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much.